Welcome to the Codependent Me podcast. I'm Tamala Shaw, a recovering codependent, a codependent life coach, and the co-author of God Turned Mommy's Wine into Water. This podcast was created to increase the awareness of codependency and to give a more holistic look at the journey and healing of codependence. Welcome to the fourth episode of Codependent Me podcast. Today I thought we'd talk about detachment. Detachment is basically the act of separating from someone, not physically just separating, but stepping back from that particular relationship. If you talk to someone on the phone every day, if you're kind of detaching, you may talk to them twice a week, right? Why detach? I'm glad you asked. Codependents are attracted to people who have needs. So our addiction is to fix others. These relationships become dysfunctional. So when recovering, everyone isn't going to love the way that you're doing it. It's kind of like the bear that I talked about in episode 2. So sometimes the best way to deal with it or to have balance, you need to detach from people. It's all on what's healthy for you. So if it could be a full detachment, or it could be a partial detachment, meaning I'm just stepping back. So reasons that you would detach from whomever, the person that you're in this relationship with, is it's because of dysfunction, abuse, addiction, basically anything that's toxic. It's also very difficult to detach from people. And one of the reasons is because you love them. Like, even though things have gone bad or things are very toxic now, there is a love there. You've put time in that relationship. And sometimes it's family where you grew up with them or they raised you, you know? So there's a lot of different reasons that you need to detach from loved ones. You may feel responsible for that person and feel like if you pull yourself away from them, then they won't make it, which is very codependent of us. Guilt is another reason. You feel guilty because you're standing on your own, or you might be, because you're standing on your own, you actually may see that person struggle. But remember, again, in a prior episode, we were talking about those wings. Sometimes you have to struggle to become a butterfly. So you have that guilt when you watch them struggle. Fear of not having that person in your life because they may get upset, they're angry, and they act as if they're going to pull you out of their life, or excuse me, pull themselves out of your life. When in all actuality, if you just stick through it and kind of let things happen, most times things will come back together. Most times, not guaranteed, but most times. Another reason is you don't want to disappoint or anger them. Well, you know what? I'm sure a lot of people have disappointed you, and you will disappoint some people. And as long as you are not doing it on purpose or you're not being hateful, it just kind of is what it is. And sometimes, well, most times when you're detaching for you. And if you're doing it in love and you're doing it, you know, you're not being spiteful, it'll be okay. So in your process of detaching, you have to communicate your needs to that person. So let's go back to the boundaries episode where you're doing everything that you need to have your boundaries, and you're communicating what your boundaries are, right? And then the next thing you do, you know, while you're working your boundaries, you're working your steps and you're going to your meetings, you're doing all of this to build your strength. That's like your workout. And those of you who are not ready to go to meetings and all of that, have yourself someone that you trust that can be your accountability partner. If I told you how many times I wanted to have hard conversations and I didn't have them because I was scared, or, you know, again, feeling guilty But if I had, you know, found someone that was my accountability partner or someone that I could trust, things may have turned out a little bit different for me. But whatever you decide to do, just make sure you do it in love. Because this is uncommon territory, you have to be sure to be present and acknowledge how you're feeling every step of the way. Because every step is going to be a little bit different. You might find yourself being nauseous. I know there were times where I had to have hard conversations and I would literally get sick to my stomach because I didn't know how the other person was going to respond. Now that sounds like, you know, maybe I was in a physically abusive relationship, but I wasn't. But it was just those hard conversations I avoided most of my life. So just the thought of having them made me literally sick to my stomach. So that's why I'm saying, like, make sure that you communicate your need. Because when you communicate your need and that person doesn't do what your need is, then maybe you will feel a little bit better about having that detachment that you may have to step into. So be sure to be present in where you are at that moment and acknowledge the feelings that come with detachment. Sometimes you're going to feel like you're grieving. You're going to feel angry because you don't understand why that person doesn't understand. You're going to feel lonely because sometimes it feels better to have someone toxic around than to be alone, when in all actuality, that is not true. You might be sad. You might feel relief because sometimes when you do something that you've been wanting to do but dreading it, when you finally do it, it's like a load off your shoulders. And then when you get to the point where you've accomplished all the things that you need to and you're not really dealing with some of the toxic behavior that you've dealt with in the past, you're proud of yourself, you know, and that comes with happiness. And that is the goal. The goal is to have peace, happiness, and of course, being proud of yourself is going to come with that. There is no perfect or easy way to detach from someone that you love. So don't think that it's going to be easy, because it's not. Old habits die hard. But just like in life, failure will be a part of your success. So if you fall off the wagon, actually break down and, you know, go against one of your detachments, it's okay. Just next time, you know, try to stand on it again. But understand, when you know better, you do better. So in all of this, love and trust the process. I've had personal detachments due to addiction, negativity. What I always try to remember is that I'm pursuing peace and tranquility. That's going to require lifestyle changes. You got this. If you have any questions, you know where to hit me. CodependentMe@outlook.com. Or if you'd like for me to be your coach, you can contact me at codependentcoaching.com. And now I have a treat for you. It was recorded earlier today. I hope you enjoy. I understand that nothing is more valuable than your time. So thank you for listening. Be sure to join our Facebook group, Codependent Me, and check out my website at codependentme.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day.